Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum called the editor of the paper at county seat and learned these meager facts about the strange ad in the paper. The one that contained a post office box number and a copy of the coat of arms found in the baby's locket. It was inserted by a tall, slender man wearing a slightly frayed gray suit. He gave no name or left any other mark of identification. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jot'em Down store library, still arguing over what course to pursue as far as that ad is concerned. Listen.
Well, Lum, if we don't write to that address in Kansas City, we won't never find out nothing about little Charlie Abner.
About who?
Well, the baby.
Oh, well, to be honest, Abner, I don't believe I want to find out anything about him.
Don't want to find out nothing about him.
Well, I know just as sure as the world we'll have to give him up if we discover who he is or who he belongs to.
Well, yeah, but I'm getting awful curious about that insignia, about the feller that put that want ad in that paper in there at the county seat.
Well, just don't let that curiosity of yours get the best of you. I think we ought to let well enough alone. The day we write to that box number in Kansas City, that's the day our trouble will begin.
How do you know it will?
I can just feel it in my bones.
In your bones?
Yeah.
You got the rheumatics?
No, I mean, something inside of me says we oughtn't to get ourselves mixed up in this.
Something inside of you? You mean you talk inside yourself?
Oh, for goodness sake. No, Abner, I just got our intuitions.
Huh?
That insignia more than likely belongs to some secret outfit, and I don't want to have nothing to do with no secret club.
Huh?
They might be a bunch of crooks or robbers, for all we know.
They might, huh?
Yeah, desperadios or bandits, kidnappers, pirates.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, no telling what they might do to us, or to the baby. Now, the best thing for us to do is just forget we ever seen that insignia.
Well, I reckon you're right, Long, but I still think...
You watch the store for a little while, Abner. I'm going over to see Dick Huddleston.
Huh?
I want to see if he knows anything about adopting babies.
Adopting babies?
Yeah, I'll be back directly.
Well, now, wait a minute, Long. Are you aiming on adopting Charlie Abner?
No, I ain't. Because there ain't no baby by that name.
Yeah, well, just a minute now, Lum. I ain't going to let you adopt that baby. He belongs to me just as much as
Abner,
he does to you.
Just a phone. That was our ring.
Oh.
I'll see you in a little while.
All right. Dad, blame it anyway. Hello. Jot 'em down store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, hide him as Bates. What can we do for you today? Mom? Oh, no, we ain't got a name for the baby yet. Arvo? Well, I don't know. I'll ask Lum when he gets back and see if he likes it. Yes, Mom.
Wonderful world.
Yes, Mom.
Excuse me, Mr. Abner.
Keep quiet. Mom, no, I was talking to Cedric. Yes, Mom. What else did you want, Miss Bates? Oh, all right. Goodbye.
Howdy, Mr. Abner.
Yeah, hello, Cedric.
Didn't mean to butt in on you talking on the phone.
Oh, that's all right. Weren't any importance, no way. Dog is everybody calls up to give us a name for the baby, but they don't ever order no groceries or nothing no more.
Yes, well, look what I got here in the box, Mr. Abner.
What box? I don't see no box.
I'll be doggone. I must have left it across the street. I thought it was awful light.
Just a lucky thing your head's fastened on, Cedric. You'd forget that, too.
Yes, Ma.
What was in the box you did have?
A pigeon.
Pigeon?
A carrier pigeon. Yeah, I'm in the carrier pigeon business now, I think.
You are? Well, whereabouts did you get a carrier pigeon, Cedric?
From Shorty Foster.
Oh.
Swap my detective agency for it.
Your detective agent?
Yes,
I
well.
Thought that belonged to Mousie, the masked muskrat.
Yeah, well, it did belong to Mousie, but he wanted a retar, so he sold it to me.
Huh.
I got a bargain in it, too.
You did, huh?
Yes, sir.
How much did you pay Mousie for it?
Oh, I forget now, but I believe it was $80,000.
$80,000?
Yes, Ma'am.
Ah, you ain't got that much money, Cedric.
Well, we worked out a deal. Just paid part of it in cash. And
how much of it in cash?
90 cents.
Oh.
Then I'm going to work out the rest of the $80,000.
Well, how are you going to work out that much money, Cedric?
Mowing his lawn every Saturday.
Oh, I see. Well, of course, that's going to take you an awful long time to pay off that amount, Cedric. Might take you a whole year to do it.
I don't care. It was a good bargain.
Yeah.
You got me into the carrier pigeon business. You got any messages you want sent any place, Mr. Abner?
No, I don't believe I have, Cedric. I ain't got no messages of no kind. Right, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Oh, wait.
Doggies, I wondered if I dare do it.
Dare do what, Mr. Abner?
Doggies, I'm going to do it, Cedric. I don't care what Lum thinks, I'm going to do it. Get a paper and pencil, Cedric. I'm going to dictate a letter to you right now.
Oh, boy, this is going to be fun. Where about some paper at over here?
Right over there on the counter by the phone there. See that writing tablet there? That's the one.
You sure you'll send this by carrier pigeon now?
Well, I don't care how it's sent, just so it gets sent, Cedric. That's all I care about, but I don't tell Lum about this, old.
No, Mom, Lum. Is this paper all right?
Yeah, that's fine. Lum thinks we oughtn't to write this letter, but I believe we ought to. And if he thinks he can go ahead and try to adopt that baby himself, I don't get I got a right to do this. You ready, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. Start dictating.
Let's see now.
I got that wrote down. What's next? Dear who?
Doggies, I don't know what to put down there.
Well, who are you writing to? You're supposed to call him a name, dear, whatever his name is.
Well, this is a tall, skinny feller, I think, Cedric, but I don't know his name.
Oh, why don't you write to somebody you know? You can't say dear, tall, skinny feller.
Well, no, but I can't find out nothing about the insignia that away, neither. It's got to be this tall, skinny feller, because he's the one that come to the newspaper office and put that ad in there.
Ad?
You know, the one that had a picture of coat of arms on it. Same coat of arms we found in that locket around the baby's neck.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I reckon it's all right.
Why, we found it in a locket he had on his neck there. And we seen this ad in the paper, but the ad never gave no name to it. It was just a post office box number, and Kansas City was the only address on it.
I tell you, how about saying, Dear Fred?
Oh, no, couldn't do that, Cedric. If a feller's name weren't Fred, why, he'd think the letter was for somebody else, and he wouldn't ever read it. Just put down, Dear Mister. That ought to do it.
That's wrong. Dear Mister.
Yeah.
How many S's in Mister?
Just two, Cedric, that's all. Dear Mister, we seen your ad in the paper. Am I going too fast for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, hurry up, Cedric. I want to get this dead before Lum gets back.
All right, I got it wrote down there. Go on.
Now, what does that insignia stand for? Question mark.
What does that, how you spell insignia?
I-N-S-I-G-G-G-A-N-A.
I-N-S-I-G-G-G-A-N-A.
Yeah, that's right. Now, put down, we have a baby. No, better scratch that out. I don't want to know we actually got the baby. Put this down, Stitt. Do you know any babies that has a copy of this insignia on a locket? Have you got that?
Not yet.
Well, hurry up, Cedric. Well, while you're putting that down, I'll get an envelope here for you to mail it in.
Insignia.
Now, sign my name to it, Cedric. Abner Peabody, Pine Ridge. Here, I'll put the address on this envelope while you're doing that. Let's see now. Oh.
Do you want yours truly wrote down here?
No, ain't got time for that. Hurry up, Cedric.
Yes, Mom.
Oh, wait a minute. There comes Lum back already. Here, Cedric, put the letter in this envelope and get out of here just as quick as you can.
Well, I'll take it right over and give it to my carrier pigeon.
Yeah, don't say nothing to Lum now on your way out about this. Just keep right on going.
Yes, Mom, I will.
Oh, but I hope Lum don't stop him and ask what he's got. That boy never knows the right thing to say. Well, howdy, Lum. You back already?
Whereabouts was Cedric going in such a big rush?
Oh, I don't know. I never paid no attention to him, I don't think.
Looked like he had a letter in his hand.
Did it? Well, reckon what that could have been. What did Dick say about you adopting a baby?
Oh, he was pretty unencouraging about it.
He was, huh?
Yeah, let me sit down here.
Yeah.
He said that a whole lot of legal papers had to be got up and said if the baby's parents was living, I couldn't adopt him without getting their consent first.
Oh.
And we know his mama's living, because she's the one that brought him here to the store. Leastways, we think that was his mom.
Yeah, she appeared to be.
And as I had it all figured out, too. I could just see his name at the top of the graduating class. Lum Edwards, Jr. II.
Junior the second.
Yeah, but now I don't know what to do. Don't know which way to turn, Harvey.
Well, maybe we ought to write to that address in Kansas City, Long.
No, that's the one thing I know we oughtn't to do.
Huh?
That'd just get us in a lot of trouble.
Would, huh?
Of course it would. You can just get that idea out of your head now.
Well, now, Long, if we just wrote a little bitty letter to him and never asked him a whole lot about it.
Well, the letter's on its way, Mr. Abner.
Huh?
Say the letter's on its way.
Huh?
What letter?
One to Kansas City.
Oh, my goodness. Abner Peabody, did you go and write a letter?
Now, wait just a minute. Now, let me explain. Cedric has got this carrier pigeon, and he...
Say, Mr. Abner, I forgot to tell you my carrier pigeon don't go to Kansas City.
He don't?
No, Mom. He just goes to Shorty Foster's backyard. That's where he always flies to.
Well, why didn't you tell me that before I gave you the letter, Cedric?
Granny, this is the first good news I've heard today. Good for the pigeon.
Cedric, are you sure that pigeon don't go to Kansas City?
Yes, Mom, I'm sure. I happened to think about it right after I left here, so I mailed your letter to the post office instead. Now I know where you'll get it.